Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Cupid Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sarda from Ernst & Young. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Lizanne. Good evening to all of you, and thanks for joining this Q1 FY23 earnings call for Cupid Limited. We have mailed the results and press release to you. I hope you have received the same, and we have also uploaded this on our website and the stock exchange. To discuss the results and address the queries of the investors, we have with us Mr. Om Garg, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Along with him, we have Mr. Durgesh Garg, Chief Operating Officer. Mr. Garg will give a brief overview of the quarter gone past, and then we'll open the floor to Q&A session. I would like to remind you that everything said on this call that reflects any outlook for the future or which can be construed as a forward-looking statement must be viewed in conjunction with the uncertainties and the risks that we face. These uncertainties and risks are included but not limited to what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with SEBI and subsequent annual report, which you can find on the website. With that said, let me hand over the call to Mr. Garg. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Binay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Cupid Limited, I would like to welcome you all at the first quarter FY23 earnings conference call for Cupid Limited today. I hope that by now you had a chance to go through the press release and the statement we had issued last night after the directors meeting. Some of the highlights during the quarter were that the sale of female condom were less due to delayed arrival of lab results and also due to the non-availability of containers during the quarter. Also, we had some external challenges as well, including the supply line issues as well as the depreciating South African rand, which impacted their frequency of orders. In any case, we have been doing quite well, considering we have a strong order book at 187 crores as of July 1, 2022. Also our new orders have been coming in regularly, most of them repeat orders from UNFPA and other private customers. I would like to point out two items. Number one is that during the quarter, after a three-month pregnancy study done in South Africa, we have been able to apply to US FDA for marketing of our female condoms in the US. We are hoping to get this recommendation in about 6-9 months. If that happens, we would be looking at additional revenue in FY24, which could be a big boost to both our top and bottom line, as Cupid will be only the second female company to market its product in the US, which, as you are aware, is a huge market and also profitable at that. The second point I would like to mention is that during the quarter, we have been able to obtain six manufacturing licenses for our in vitro diagnostics kits from the Drug Controller of India, which has permitted us to start our marketing activities not only in India but also for export markets. In addition, we are expecting manufacturing licenses for HIV, malaria in the next 15 to 20 days. So that would make it a total of 17 products which we would be actively marketing. Now, with these initial remarks, I would like to open the conference for Q&A session. Thank you.
So, should we open up for questions?
Yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The first question is on the line of Jyoti Basu, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you all for submitting questions. So very good congratulations for having good set of numbers and being constantly tracking. We are getting some good order book in the pipeline. So only two questions I'm having. What kind of margin you shall expect from US FDA? And if we are going for some outside production means, we have to go for some CapEx. Do we have any plans? That's it.
I'm sorry, could you please repeat the question? Your voice was not clear.
Yeah, okay. What kind of margin we shall expect from US FDA? Any view on that? Or if we're having any order, like that means we have to go for additional capacity? Or do we have any such plans, backup plans? And that was my question.
Okay, in U.S., we are planning to distribute our products through the over-the-counter sales as well as through prescription businesses. And the market margins would be better than 50% on the sales. And right now, we don't have a precise estimate, but we are looking at a minimum of $2 to $3 million business in the first year.
Yeah, thanks. That's all from my side. I'll join the question. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Saurabh Shroff from QRC Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, sir. If you could please write,
sorry to interrupt, Mr. Shroff. We're not able to hear you clearly, sir. Can you speak a bit louder?
Sure. Are you able to hear me now?
A little better, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. Sir, just wanted to clarify your initial comments on the female condom product, why the sales were lower this quarter and how you see this ramping up as the year progresses.
Uh, I'm sorry, could you please repeat the question?
Sure. I just wanted to get clarity on your initial comments on the sales of female condom for this quarter. You said that they were impacted because of a couple of reasons, like the depreciation of the South African rand and some approvals that you mentioned. So if you could maybe just help us understand how you see this playing out over the next three, four quarters, and obviously the US FDA approval, you clarified that you expect in 6 to 9 months. So can you chart that out for us, please?
Yes, as I mentioned, the first quarter female condom sales were slow. However, we are planning to catch up in the next three quarters for female condom sales. The U.S. sales, of course, we have to wait until we get the approval from U.S. FDA, which may take 6 to 9 months or even more, depending on their workload.
Okay, so what is your kind expectation for the female condoms for this year and next year?
For this FY23, we are looking at a minimum sale of 30 crore for female condoms. And for FY24, we are still in the process of computing the numbers. We are expecting, of course, it will be higher than 30 crore, but we don't have any precise estimate right now.
Okay, and sir, how is the lubricant business going, and what is your outlook on that?
Sorry?
An update on the lubricant business, the jelly business?
Yes. Yes, jelly business, we have improved the performance, and our margin is 40 to 45%. We are expecting a 10 to 15 crore daily business this year, FY23.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Panjal Agarwal from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I wanted to ask about our IVD facilities. So the commercial activity have begun. So I wanted to ask how much revenue can we expect from this business?
Okay, since we have just initiated the commercial activities in July, we don't have any precise estimate, but our expectation is that minimum sales would be 5 crore in FY23. Of course, we would be trying even to get the export business started as well, but we don't have a precise number right now.
Okay, so where does the order book stand for this? Have you built the order book?
The order book as on July 1 was 187 crore, and it is improving all the time. We have been getting orders worth about 8 crore in the last quarter as well, and also some more tenders are likely to be published where we expect to participate. One is from Government of India, Ministry of Health, and the other possible tender could be for female condoms from Government of Brazil. So we are hoping that the order book will grow as we move forward into the year.
Yes, sir. I was asking about the order book for IVD facilities. So because we have just begun the commercial activity, so where does the order book stand for that business?
Oh, right now, the order book is only in a few lakhs. We just started to get some orders. So we are building up the order book, and it would be at least 3 more months before we can come up with a significant number.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anandharbir Singh from AFS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just wanted to know if you're aware of any institution reducing their shareholding, in particular the Greenmet Corporation, South Korea. They used to have a significant holding. I don't see their name on the shareholding pattern anymore. And also, any update on an acquisition or, a sale, which we discussed in the last call?
Could you please repeat the first part of your question?
The first part was, there was a company called Greenmet Corporation, South Korea, which was holding a decent, I think, 2.5-3% shareholding in the company. And that name doesn't seem to be appearing in the shareholding pattern anymore. Is there any update on an exit from them, or is it just a different way of reporting?
No, in fact, what has happened is that they were one of the original investors in Cupid, but over the years, about 10 years ago, they went belly up, and they had declared bankruptcy. So according to the SEBI rules, after a lapse of 8 years, we have surrendered those shares into a government education fund. So that is the reason that they no longer are listed on our shareholders' dossier.
Okay, and last time you said you were open to acquisitions or being acquired, and you were in talks with someone for the latter. Any updates on that?
No, there are discussions going on with one potential buyer, but there is no conclusion yet.
Okay, and is it a difference in valuation that's holding that back?
I'm sorry, please say it again.
So the reason that's not progressing is only a difference in opinion or valuation, or is there something else that's holding that back?
No, basically they are still evaluating the future prospects of the company, and I'm sure part of that is the evaluation considerations as well. But we don't know yet because they haven't come back to us with their final decision.
Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Jyoti Basu, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Actually, do we have any expansion plans and also additional CapEx for the coming quarter or for this financial year?
Okay. Right now, we don't have any expansion plans for this year and next. The main reason is that last year, we had expanded our condom production capacity from 400 million pieces per year to 560 million pieces per year. And also, last year and this year, we have entered into this new business vertical of IVD kits. So currently we don't have any immediate plans for further capital expenditures either this year or next year as of now.
Sir, you are talking about for IVD also, am I right?
No, I'm talking about expansion within Cupid Limited in general, total Cupid.
Okay, sir. Sir, what is the capacity utilization for the male condom and female condom?
It was 88% this past quarter for male condoms and 82% for female condoms, primarily because the production was much less. So 88% for male condoms.
Okay, sir. Thanks. That's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and want to ask a question. The next question is on the line of Vijay Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, last time you mentioned that you are seeking some professional opinion about buyback, number one. And number two, what is the cash position of the company now?
Okay. We did have discussions with a consultant on buyback, and the conclusion was that this year, we are not going to go for the buyback, and the reason being that our working capital requirements, both for the condom business as well as for the IVD business, may be as high as 30 to 40 crores. However, we will take the necessary action at the appropriate time. And our cash position,
yeah.
Okay, our cash position, including the reserves in the bank and other investment, stands at 84 crores as of July 1. So we have improved our cash position as compared to last quarter and certainly as compared to a year ago. So 84 crores right now.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. Participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Saurabh Shroff from QRC Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my follow-up question.
Mr. Saurabh Shroff, we would request you to be a bit louder. Your audio is sounding very soft.
Sure. Is it okay now?
A little better. Please proceed.
Yeah, sir, can you help us understand what our marketing strategy and plan is for the IVD business?
Okay, we are working on two fronts for IVD marketing. For export business, we are contacting a major Department of Health in big African countries like South Africa, Kenya, Mozambique, Nigeria, Democratic Republic of Congo, and we already have contacts in these countries, so we have circulated all the brochures and samples of our products to these countries, and we are learning about their requirements in the coming 6 to 9 months. In terms of domestic market, we have been in touch with distributors in several states, and also recently we attended a technical conference in Chennai dealing with the IVD diagnostics business, where we were contacted by 190 distributors throughout the country, and also from several doctors as well as the clinical labs. So again, this is our first initial step in starting our commercial activity, and we would be visiting some of them, and we have invited some potential customers to visit our facilities. Also, we are in touch with one party from Singapore, and I think I mentioned this in the last call. They have 5 patented products, and they would like to outsource the manufacturing of these 5 diagnostics products. And they have contacted us, and they are planning to visit our facilities in Nasik on 17th of August. In addition, we have a serious inquiry from Oman, where one of their largest pharma company would like to be a lead distributor for all our products. And they are also planning to visit Nasik later this month. So our marketing efforts are at initial stages, but we hope to pick it up quite rapidly in next 3 to 6 months.
And sir, in the domestic market, this will be marketed under the same brand, or will you be coming up with another brand? And are you also thinking of licensing this out for some other brands, or basically just doing manufacturing for them and others can market this product? Any thought on that?
Yeah. No, our products would be marketed in our own brands. For each product, we have a separate brand name. And as for the outsourcing part, we would be doing it in the customer's brands.
Okay, so we are open to outsourcing as well, even in the domestic market.
Yes, definitely. We are open to offer our facilities to any prospective buyer.
Okay, and what is our capacity on the IVD product?
IVD product, we have, in terms of rupees, we can do about 100 crores worth of production in the first year.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. Participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. If there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you, Vinay, and thank you, everyone. I would like to thank all the participants for attending this earnings conference call today. And also, I would like to thank all the other shareholders who have stood by Cupid Limited over the years through good and bad times. Further, I like to thank our customers, many of whom have given us repeat orders again over the years. And last but not least, I would like to thank all the employees of Cupid Limited who have worked diligently throughout the year to make Cupid a profitable company. And in the end, I would like to mention that we are expecting a very good FY23 with our current order book and the additional orders still coming in. We are expecting a turnover of about 145 crore and a profit after tax of about 20 to 25 crore for the entire FY23. So we are hoping for a big improvement in our performance going forward as compared to a year ago. Thank you again for all for attending this conference.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Cupid Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.